Well, I'm not over excited about it because it doesn't tell me anything that I didn't know before. You know, I mean, this idea, whether you're talking about ZANU-PF or the MDC, these are not sort of like, you know, the house of God in which everybody believes in the same thing. Like in every family, you have different kinds of takes. What is of interest is to follow whether it tells what these leaks tell us about the crisis in Zimbabwe. And the crisis in Zimbabwe can be talked about in two ways. Whether or not there is a future, that legitimate future, that can be, that the, I suppose, ZANU as a former liberation movement institution can advance. And I think there's a case to be made for that. And the second, equally same question about the MDC, whether or not the MDC can be trusted, really, by the Zimbabwean people to occupy this the reins of power. Now, if the comments that are being made or the comments that are being suggested can be read into the future, then I have some serious questions for the MDC. Whereas if you're asking me whether or not these generals talk about each other one way or the other, of course they talk about one another. I mean, they're not brothers. These people are individuals who have different ideas. The question is, what happens at the end of the day when they kind of arrive at some consensual stuff? So it does tell us something, but it doesn't tell us very much.
You know, what about this issue of Mugabe's health? There's always been speculation about, his health. And now that the governor, Gideon Gono, is said to have made those statements that Mugabe only will not last beyond 5 years, does this undermine Mugabe? And also, what will be the consequences of this?
I turn it on its head. People were preoccupied with whether or not Mugabe is going to live for 150 years. We have to ask the question, what is the preoccupation with that? The question is not whether or not Robert Mugabe lives for either 2 days or 10 years. The question is whether or not the unfinished liberation movement, business of the liberation movement, in whatever shape or form you are, can continue, and who at the moment in time has the capacity and the trust of the party to do so. Now, some people might say, well, Robert Mugabe might not live long. I mean, after all, he's getting on, he's getting old. You don't expect him. I pray for him. I hope he lives for another 50 years. But that's unlikely. So you need to think Gono's remarks as if he's sort of somehow undermining Robert Mugabe. Far from it. And I think it's sycophantic for most people to look at Zimbabwean politics that way. It's equally absurd to think just that's because Morgan Tsvangirai is younger. He's likely to live for another 50 years. We don't know. He might die tomorrow. You know, that's a terrible way of getting excited about Zimbabwean politics.
What about the fact that everyone seems to have been talking to the Americans, especially in ZANU-PF?
There are two different kinds of relationships. ZANU-PF's projection of a foreign policy is one that is in adversarial relationship with the West, which is very different from an accommodating relationship with the West, which the MDC has.
There are others who say Gono is now in deep trouble because one cannot discuss the president's health with the so-called enemies. Is this a breach of...
That's a fantasy. I mean, you have to ask yourself who's generating that argument. I think some voices in the opposition ought not to pose an argument that satisfied an already existing desire, yes? You know, it is not an issue inside our politics, as far as I speak to people within it. I mean, it's classic. Only in the last few days, the same networks were awash with telling us that one of the vice presidents had died. As if it was some deep secret about it. We really ought to avoid those kinds of skittle-tattle stuff because it doesn't enable us to think better. So, yes, people will raise questions about people's health. Yes, people will disagree on moments of time. But the question is there a coherence inside our politics and where it's going? I would argue there is. Whether one agrees them or not is another matter.
What about this whole issue now where a lot of observers are saying perhaps this is the reason why President Mugabe is calling for early elections because he knows that he's not well? What can you say about this?
That's absurd because the GPA, in the process of GPA negotiations, you can ask both the MDC itself or all the parties, the principals to it. ZANU-PF's position during the negotiation was that the GPA should run the full life of the current parliament and should its end should coincide with the next cycle of the presidential or harmonized elections. The MDC is adamantly argued against it and insisted that the GPA should run for 2 years. Now, that 2 years is finished, as was agreed in principle. There is no legitimate reason of going beyond it without the mandate of the people. It's nothing to do with Robert Mugabe, okay? The second thing we must remember, ipso facto, the president has the authority to call the elections as and when he thinks it's legitimate to do so. And, you know, there is no political argument that can be made to justify the extension of the GPA beyond the set timetable. That is to want to occupy power without authority. It doesn't matter whether you agree with that person or not, because the coalition was built on the understanding that the GPA would run for 2 years.